ESPN's Teron Davenport, Talking Titans, now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN, 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It's that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Gang, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation's Titans reporter and host of Nate and TD. TD, what's going on, man? How you doing this morning?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Appreciate you having me on. How you doing?
Doing really well. And TD, I want to start with the most viral moment of the week so far for the Titans, and that, of course, is the Derrick Henry stiff arm on Josh Norman. What was your reaction when you saw that play live? Have you ever seen a more disrespectful moment in NFL history?
No, that was one of the most disrespectful moments I've ever seen. It was a stiff arm that it was for the ages. And, you know, I had just done a post on that a couple weeks ago, you know, before the Jaguars game. So it was good to see that come to fruition. And, man, Derrick Henry, he's something special. And you saw it on that run. And my favorite part of that was the reaction from the people on the sideline, you know, his teammates, Malcolm Butler and Bates. Those guys definitely let Josh Norman know that it was a bad moment for him.
Poor Josh Norman. He's in these memes on the little folding tables.
Oh, awesome.
for the bill. Yeah, that's some good stuff. Well, let's stick with Derek. Yeah, let's stick with Derrick Henry. TD has not had the huge, you know, run yet. The big, you know, he's averaging, I think, 3.6 a carry right now. It hasn't all come together. When you look at him and the running game, is it, I'm sure it's a combination, of course, of factors. Teams focusing on it, stacking the box, maybe everything not quite operating at peak levels in terms of you know, the run blocking. Derrick himself, how do you diagnose the run game right now?
Yeah, I think those seams and that ability to get to that second level isn't there as much right now. And it's just more like a methodical approach that they're taking. And it's crazy because after the Vikings game, Derrick Henry was leading the league in rushing. So it's not like the production isn't there. But we're so accustomed to seeing those explosive runs, and those aren't happening. And this is one of those things. You know, the running game is something that you got to keep hammering at. And eventually, you're going to break those runs. I'm looking forward to seeing them happen because they're fun to watch. But you're right. The timing has to get a little bit better. Being able to find those cutback lanes, they're going to have to just figure out better ways to keep linebackers from filling those lanes. So that's kind of what's happening. And it's a tough situation for Henry, but he's still producing and he's still being a factor in the outcome of the game.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Nate and TD, Teron Davenport, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, TD, we all know how good Deshaun Watson is, and it's obvious that Houston offense is missing DeAndre Hopkins. But what stands out to you about this offense that you think could potentially give the Titans some issues on Sunday?
Well, I think really it's about the speed that they have at receiver. You have Kenny Stills. You have Brandon Cooks as well as Will Fuller, all legit 4.3 guys. And it's not just some 4.3 track speed. It's speed that shows on the football field. So that really helps as far as giving Deshaun Watson someone that he could push the ball down the field to. And you saw what happened last week with Cooks, 161, one touchdown. And a couple times they hit on some big plays. So that's something that the Titans are going to have to watch out for. But then to add to that, you got David Johnson and Randall Cobb operating underneath. So it definitely gives them a lot to you know, make things happen. But the main thing is just Watson and just keeping him in the pocket and collapsing that pocket to him. He's a guy that is really good at freelancing. So once he is able to break that pocket and extend plays, that's when guys like Fuller and Stills, et cetera, can get open even more, especially Randall Cobb, because watch the way he did that with Green Bay. With Aaron Rodgers, one of the best at freelancing and extending plays.
What's your concern level, TD, with this team's health at this point? We saw a lot of guys who were on that sort of hypothetical injury list out there yesterday, but no A.J. Brown, no Clowney, no Daquan Jones. And you know, just the short week after the long layoff, after the emotional game, what's the concern level right now?
I don't think there should be much of a concern level. I mean, the guys just played a game after having all of that time off. So I think they're just making sure that everyone's light on their feet, everyone's okay, and can continue to recover. A.J. Brown, I don't think it's going to be an issue. I'm relatively certain that he's going to play and he'll still be a factor. You know, he's one of their best offensive weapons. Clowney, you know, he has his situation. He wasn't practicing yesterday, but I don't think that's going to be an issue either. I think the team will be in good shape. The main thing that people are waiting for, and rightfully so, is Adoree Jackson coming back. But at least this week they'll have Christian Fulton for that track meet against the Texans receivers.
TD, going back to Ryan Tannehill, I mean, his numbers since he took over as starting quarterback, we all know, they've just been pretty incredible. I think the NFL on CBS threw out this stat the other day, like comparing him and Mahomes in the last 14 games. Look, we know Russell Wilson's off to a great start, and Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes as well. Do you think there's any way, if Tannehill continues to play this way, that he at least puts himself into the conversation for league MVP, or is that too much?
To be honest with you, I think he should be in the conversation now. And the thing is, you got to look beyond the numbers. You have to look at just the impact that he has on the team. And what's the Titans' best feature right now? What is it that they do best at? Red zone. They are second in the league with 83% touchdowns on red zone scoring opportunities. So if you look at what Tannehill does, he's – okay, I'm going to throw a couple names at you. Drew Brees, Steve Young. Pretty solid players, right?
Those are good names.
So, yeah.
Good names.
Yeah. Well, Ryan Tannehill is in that class now of having a 70% completion percentage overall and then that in the red zone. So that lets you know what he's doing in the red zone. Then you look at he's in four games. He is in the top six as far as red zone touchdowns are concerned. He has 9 red zone touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers is the only other player in that top six that hasn't played 5 games. And we could extend it even further to what he does as far as being able to run the football. And that's something that he's really good at as far as when things break down, he can scramble and he'll get you a touchdown like he did, minus the celebration. That was a scary moment for Titans fans, I'm sure. But that's something he brings. Then even just that threat, look at Jonathan Smith's touchdown, the 7-yarder. He attacked the line of scrimmage, and that defender that was on Jonnu Smith, after watching Tannehill gash him for 42 yards, the defender said, oh, you know what, I have to come up. And he came up, and Tannehill just dropped it over him. Easy touchdown for Jonnu Smith. Those are the things that you have to watch. And for me, like, I wish those who vote for the MVP would go off of more than just numbers and actually see the – intangible impact that a player has. And if you do that, you'll see that Ryan Tannehill is an MVP candidate. I can't believe I'm saying that because, you know, 2-3 years ago, I thought Tannehill was washed and I thought it was over for him.
Yeah. Well, that's the key term there, TD, is watch, you know, and a lot of people don't. But I mean, like anyone who, I mean, obviously, because of all these circumstances, they get put on Tuesday night. So I would assume a lot more people watch that game, you know, than would have otherwise. You know, he ends up with 195 yards, but they also have four short fields because of how the game works out. And I thought, I can't think of a pass in that game. I'm sure I'm forgetting one or two that I didn't like from him. You know, I think if people watch him, the guy is playing at a high level. I've also heard TD, I've heard system quarterback, which frankly, I don't understand how that term would even apply in this league. I mean, everybody's a system quarterback, but what do you think about that?
Exactly. Everybody's a system quarterback. In 1994, Steve Young, guess what he was? A system quarterback. But he had one of the best years ever for a quarterback. And I think, you know, Drew Brees, what is he? A system quarterback. All these guys are. And I think that's the whole thing that makes a player really good is that marriage between play caller and quarterback, and that's what the Titans have right now with Arthur Smith, who I it's time to give him his props. The play design that he's putting together, as well as the rest of that coaching staff, you know, with shifts and motions and things like that. I mean, a lot of coordinators shift to get information, and that's something that the Titans do. But in addition to that, you see Arthur Smith doing shifts and motions to get guys in a better position to make plays. So It's a great marriage between the two. And I mean, you want a good example? You look at the Ravens game, that play action to Cleve Raymond for the touchdown. They had a different play call on tap for that, but Tannehill was like, "No, I don't like that one as much. I like this one." And look what happened. So being able to be flexible and not be like, "Oh, this is my system. We're going to do it my way." That's something else that helps, and that relationship that they have, and that's why they're so good.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Nate and TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Hey, TD, appreciate you taking time to join us, man. Really appreciate the work you're doing.
Yeah, no problem, man. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Absolutely. It is pretty incredible. Like, when you do a deep dive into the numbers for Tannehill, and just the, like TD said there, the tangible impact that he has on the game, he is playing at an elite level right now for the Titans. He really is. I mean, he's been unbelievable.
Yeah. So all he's got to do is, I guarantee the MVP. I guarantee it. If he just take this four-game stretch and just do it.
Just replicate that.
4-0, 4-0, 4-0. You'll end up with 4,000 yards, 40 touchdowns, and four picks.
And a 16-0 record.
And a 16-0 record. You are the runaway MVP. That's all you got to do.
No pressure.
I think.
You think?
I mean.
You don't think that'd be enough?
Mahomes may still get Russell Wilson may still get a couple votes, but I think he'd win.
I think he probably would too. When we come back, we'll get your reaction. Looking ahead to the Titans and Texans game this Sunday, how concerned are you about this game against the Texans? Are you concerned at all? We'll talk about that next. Get it on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com at 615-737-1025. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game.